Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, NMEI of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. These very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of this people. And I welcome you all to the show. Indeed, I thank the Most High. Yes, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. For Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly that for His cause and His purpose, I have for Him some very important things that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends. There's some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him, that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. His guidance. For He's told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, He's told me that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about truths, my brothers and sisters, that, again, since the dawn of human fall, many have done all they could. The mass has not discerned these things, truths of which I'm speaking. For common knowledge, a child in the East would have known him, know these things as an expectation. I said even a child in the ancient East 2,000 years ago would have known these truths. And for many centuries before, were these truths the expectation of all who had faith in Yah. But I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that regretfully, yes, I say again, regretfully, since the early years of the dispensation, years in which the scriptures tell us, the book of Micaiah, Matthew, scriptures talk about a very murderous time in Matthew 24. Times which must be shortened. It was said would be shortened. That if those murderous times were not shortened, no flesh would be saved. No elect flesh would be saved. You discern this thing, my brothers and sisters, is talking about a very tyrannical time. A time in which many souls were martyred because they believed the truth of the faith. Rome, brothers and sisters, sought to utterly destroy the remembrance of the true faith, then sought to flatter, bribe, deceive, mankind to trust in an absolute counterfeit that has not been the ancient faith at all. The scriptures in Matthew 24 say those times of great tribulation that were the first centuries when so many millions were murdered. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, after that time would arise many false prophets. Many of my brothers and sisters of what would be taught and what has been taught since that time, quite frankly, has not been the truth, has not been the gospel, is a word that has not been established upon the foundation that was known by the early church. There's a great truth, my brothers and sisters, that without, I said there's a great truth, my brothers and sisters, that without all that man thinks he knows and has presumed and been flattered to think was wisdom is counted as if it were absolutely nothing. Why? Because how dare to say, my brothers and sisters, all that is written from the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation is based upon this foundation. I repeat, all that is written from Genesis to foundation, from Genesis to Revelation, is based upon this foundation premise. Truth the Most High declared from the beginning that is sure of the eventuality. Without that expectation, I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, men have been gullible, easily deceived, left to all manner of infirmity, incapable of proving beyond every doubt the steadfast allegiance of the soul. In fact, my brothers and sisters, without this truth, no man can be confirmed steadfast, worthy, steadfastly worthy of the holy name. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to consider this. Without a doubt, the Most High, I'll say it again, he signed his name, was sealed and confirmed. No contract, no body of knowledge that would negate anything that he has performed. He will not sign, confirm, declare stable, declare steadfast. Any testimony is worthy of his name that has been neglectful, forgetful, adulterated, derelict in duty in any way. Man, Messiah was told, ultimately in the Father, that he must glorify, show to mankind what is honorable for the Most High. Nothing less than what is honorable that honors him fully according to all the expectations that he declared his people must preserve. No other testimony, my brothers and sisters, is worthy. But dare a man say that he need not remember what the Most High has forsworn must be remembered, and say that he is still to be counted beyond the transgressor? I know there's a lot of people who turn around and say, well, the rulers hid this from us. My brothers and sisters, who told you that the extent of your wisdom should come from the rulers? Who told you that all you should learn? You're not held accountable if your rulers won't speak. I'd like to look real quickly at Matthew, Matthew 24:16. Remember what I told you before about rulers have taught many lies to hide the greatest truths? I tell you, they've taught a false faith that many not realize to seek beyond it. And what many think is seeking beyond a false faith, still tainted. As I said before, my brothers and sisters, it's true. Scripture said it must be remembered. And no man proves himself truly in allegiance unto Yah without. For many are they, my brothers and sisters, who never knew truly what is allegiance unto Yah, and who had utmost hatred against the will of Yah, that devised plans, seeking that these things be forgotten. And believing, my brothers and sisters, the children of darkness should desire to have no fellowship. Let's just say, put it this way, the children of light. Children of light should desire to have no fellowship with the children of darkness. Those who understood of old, that many would be cast in the diaspora, scattered among the Gentiles, understood that the territories of the Gentiles were considered like a wilderness, a desert, the lands of the lost, while the way of the kingdom of Yah was hid. It was the reason why the gospel had to go forth to the nations. And the gospel is the sure way of the kingdom of Yah. Dare any man say that without the Spirit of the Most High, or without diligence in the Spirit, that he fully discerns what is acceptable as a citizen of that kingdom? Man has to be converted in his reasoning, in his conscience, in his sense of ideals. No other way, my brothers and sisters, can a man be found worthy before the kingdom, in the kingdom of the Most High before the King. Because many of the ways that seem right unto men, acceptable, seemingly acceptable, seemingly innocent, unto men, which kind of disgusting before you are. Many of the ways in which men offend the Most High, never discerning it, for not knowing him as he is. Blessed are those who are offered the opportunity to receive discipline from him, discern with guidance from him, that they may be found or made acceptable in their orientations, the designs and desires, will and conscience unto him. But believe me, my brothers and sisters, no one can teach that firmity but Yah himself. Matthew 24:16 talks about the fall of Jerusalem, occurred in 70 AD. Say, then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains. Who is on the housetop must not get down. Things that are in the, go down to get the things that are in the house. Who is in the field must not turn back to get his cloak, which means the fall of the city should come suddenly. You don't have time to wait. You must move. Messiah was prophesying some 30 plus years before this occurrence. 30 years after his ascension, 30 odd years after his ascension, did all these things come to pass. Well, he said, but woe to those who are pregnant, those who are nursing babies or with child in those days. Pray that your flight be not in winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Evidence, of course, then that the Shabbat remains the commandment of the Most High. For then there'll be great tribulation, occurred in 70 AD, my brothers and sisters, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until that time, nor ever will again. He said, unless those days had been cut short, unless those days would be cut short, and they were, in terms of the amount of ferocity that occurred in that time, cut short. Rome decreed into all the territories where they had dominion. What has been the foundation of false religion, or the perpetuity of false religion that has remained to deceive most people to this very day? Rome realized what was the sure foundation of the faith that was in the East. And they knew that if they took that away from men, compelling men, flattering men to believe themselves wise without this truth, many would never be compelled to remember what must be remembered. Let those days be cut short. No life would be saved. No elect flesh be saved. But for the sake of the elect, he said, those days be cut short. Who were the persecuted? For those the Most High had chosen unto understanding. He says, then, that's that word again. This is a chronology. Then, he said, concerning that time, then one says to you, behold, here's the, understand the Kurdi, the promised righteous Messiah, the anointed one. Concerning, my brothers and sisters, the salvation of man, there's only one anointed one. It's related again and again in Scripture. One called Shiloh, righteous one likened to the rising sun. He comes suddenly to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. Read Isaiah 41. In other words, my brothers and sisters, the one who the Most High had chosen to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers comes to declare that indeed what is the righteousness of Yah beyond all the miscreant standards of men. And say, behold, here is the Messiah there. Do not believe. False Christ and false prophets, false messiahs. And remember, this word Christ is a Greek word. A never related idea about one who declares the absolute will of Yah, but one compromised after the misideals of men. False prophets. How about those declaring false testimony? Claiming to be believers will arise so great signs and wonders. Pretenses, lies, illusions. So as to mislead, if possible, even the very elect. But what I've told you in advance. Messiah was declaring then, my brothers and sisters, that his return would not be in that immediate time, some 300 years after the fall of Jerusalem. We're talking about more than 700, 1,800 years ago now, my brothers and sisters. Some 1,700 years ago, amazingly enough. A little less than 1,700 years. Talking about the rise of false prophets. False testimony. See, 45,000 denominations in the world today. There are men say that no one is lying. Many at this time say they believe that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart, they put down in your Bible, Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. How many, my brothers and sisters, examine the scriptures closely? In Romans 10. Talk about the many who have the law but do not seek it by faith, which means they have the law and they seek it according to the designs of men and not the gift of Yah, not the guidance of Yah. They seek to establish their own righteousness, not that Israel be saved and made one in the will of the Most High, but to snare men after those ungodly ones and presumptuous ones who seek to establish their own righteousness, even establish themselves as if they were righteous, misguiding, beguiling, deceiving, damning many human souls after divisionnesses of selfish ambition, blindness, the brothers and sisters, by no means that can appease the Most High. Think about it. Many say they've confessed. They say Jesus as Lord. Wow. They have no concept of what they're saying. Number one, Messiah was not called Jesus. Never understood the real meaning of the name Yeshua. That he will save his people from their sins, from all these divisions. How can a so-called faith as men declare today, filled with divisions, filled with curses, schisms of different beliefs, deliver men from their misconceits, misrepresentations, and misadministrations? They chose to take away from you the concept, my brothers and sisters, that was in the monotheist mind. Saying if you believe Yeshua is the Kurdi, the righteous one, the one who exposes the misconceits of all the rulers, therefore knowing that you must transcend all the misconceits of all your rulers. If you trust that he is the one,
then teach beyond all the lies, all the misallegiances, all the short-sighted partiality and perverse doctrines of all the rulers of the nations. Say, then could you be saved to discern, even to serve Yah, knowing him as he is, according to his purpose, according to what is mandated, acceptable unto his kingdom, beyond all that seems wise, after the variant misorientations of man. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many, many are the ways that seem right, acceptable unto men, but the end thereof is death. Many, my brothers and sisters, that man is not wise because he thinks he is. Man is only kind of wise before the Most High when he discerns the will of the Most High. One scripture says it this way: if any man considers himself wise in this world, or after the diverse, contentious standards of this world, let him know, let him consider and know that he has been fooled, that he's been deceived, that he might seek, if you will, then, my brothers and sisters, seek Yah. I didn't say the ways of this world. I didn't say the rulers of it. I didn't even say, for that matter, those whom men call wise in this world, that they might indeed become wise. It means, my brothers and sisters, I'll tell you how the Most High told me. Whatever you hear from them, whatever you see, and seemingly, if they will, then an example from them. Whatever you read, they have written. Those of us who are wise know that the Bible was not written originally in English. It is what you see before you is a translation. But I know, frankly, without a question, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants you to see what really needs to be discern. You put it before your eyes in boxcar letters. Nobody see it but you, but nobody can stop you from perceiving it. If he wants you to see something, my brothers and sisters, he can put it before you in your dreams and your visions. If he wants you to see, my brothers and sisters, the truth, you'll crack your Bible open and you'll read the page, but you'll see none of the mistranslations they put there. You'll see there what was meant to be there. It's happened to me many times. Well, he told me whatever you read from them, he said, check it out with him first. Or if you get my point, he said, one of them will make a fool of you. Well, that was warning enough for me. I mean, do we really believe that the translators, the book we call now presently a Bible, have really discerned truthfully, or would declare truthfully, all, according to truthfully all, the Most High revealed to his servants, the prophets? I'm going to tell you now, there are lots of times they could have done a lot better job of the translation. There are times they took a few liberties. Sometimes even with just one single letter was enough. Threw a lot of people off. Punctuations. In the wrong place. They didn't exist in the original text. Threw a lot of people off. Many times the way they divided up verses and chapters, throwing a lot of people off. It were true, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, that the leaders devised various ways to blind your eyes from seeing what's right before your face. Isaiah 29, particularly about the 8th through the 16th verse, talks about the ways that, quite frankly, in so many ways, from the biggest lies been told to hide some of the greatest truths, they gave men suppositions. So at the end of the day, I repeat, they gave men suppositions, false premises, that as long as men believed those lies, they would never perfectly discern the truth. And as long as the initial premise, they remain blind to, they can never discern anything with a perfect firmity. Well, far better, man, my brothers and sisters, that people understand. Far better that people understand that of old, would have been better way to understand things is this. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Yeshua indeed was, is, the righteous one who exposes all misruling entities of the earth. Knowing that the scripture said that when he appears, all have fallen short of the glory. Knowing that he is the one that comes to expose all the lies. The men begin to discern the truth. The men began to see beyond all the false premises of man, that they might discern beyond the veils of confusion, discern the truth of the kingdom of Yah. If you believe that he is the one whom the Most High would infuse by his Spirit the knowledge of his divine ways, if you believe that this is the one that will restore to remembrance the knowledge of the truth that the world's forgotten, then can you be saved. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no soul is saved from a disease or a lie that's been contaminated by a lie. No one is delivered from the liar who yet believes his lies. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, understand. As long as men believe a liar's lies, they fail to be converted beyond the illusions of this world. Messiah never gave his life, my brothers and sisters, for men to continue in their sins, but that they discern that the rulers who have taught them themselves have been an obstacle against your understanding. That the multitude of contentiousnesses that they teach, the differences of doctrine that they teach you, have all been sinned, all been tainted, all been polluted, all been perverted, all been imperfect, incomplete. The Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is your teacher, what did Messiah say the Holy Spirit would do? Teach you all things. Bring all things, in fact, to your remembrance. Reveal to you the things that are going to come to pass in the future. Reprove all sin. Most High said he is Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, one who declares from the beginning the things that are not yet done, the things that are yet to come to pass. Isaiah 45, he relates himself as the one who declares righteousness, all the things that are right, full, perfect, complete. Obviously, this statement is made because the Most High knew that men would not. Most High sends prophets, true prophets, to speak what others would not. Men who, in discerning the preciousness of knowing the exceeding truths, know that they must not only investigate them, to consider them for the full ad infinitum of all that is implied, but they must do so that they might declare these truths. For my brothers and sisters, those who have light and would hide it in a world where so many are damned in the darkness are complicit with the murderers and are too, my brothers and sisters, the children of darkness. Those who can behold the wickedness of those who preach doctrines, the result of deception. Whether the doctrines they preach, they teach deceptively, or by direct intent or not. They don't have it in their hearts, my brothers and sisters, to listen to a lie. and see how many are being murdered by it and still say nothing. They strive in the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, those who truly call, discern how to help their brothers to see beyond the illusion. And they know that they cannot speak presumptuously, as they themselves be cut off from the power to receive and uphold truly what is the testimony of the Most High. They must prove themselves worthy to be continually counted vessels, to be continually guided along the path that would liberate the minds and souls of the many that the Most High knows must hear still yet the truth. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Regatherer, that those who believed even long, many thousands of years before the birth of Messiah, all look for one, my brothers and sisters, knowing that his purpose would be to cast out all confusion. Because, quite frankly, what do you think a multitude of different political, social, national, cultural, and so-called religious leaders teaching different things is? Can you think it's salvation because men say it is or think it is? Most I said he is one. He is not a liar. It's not a multitude of diverse standards of men that he should lie. His name does not include, nor sanction, nor seal, nor confirm a contradicted testimony of any kind. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who can look around and see all these multitude of differing doctrines out here and still believe that in affiliation with such, they can be made pure in their testimony before Yah. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the scripture says that if 2 Thessalonians, if the powers of perdition, the principalities and powers, according to Colossians 2, they come into the church to corrupt the doctrine, just as Yah said those who corrupt the temple or defile the temple, he will destroy those who proliferate the lies of those who intruded upon the churches. Believing those lies, you ask the question, if you proliferate the lies of those who lied to you, whose servant are you still? Have you overcome the world? Or have you just simply remained a child of darkness? Because if you knew the truth, if you knew Yah as he is, and truly understood his word, none of these concepts would remain in your heart. By no means, I can only tell you now, I've heard all. I can't tell you. There's no way I could count the number of false doctrines that I've heard. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you know enough of the word of the Most High, you know that these doctrines can't make any sense at all. They have no place amidst the doctrines of those who believe. Rapture doctrine, idea about Messiah coming out of the sky in the last days. Lies. Idea Messiah gave his life to put away the law of the Most High. Lie. I hear among Hebrew Israelites, people calling themselves Hebrew Israelites, idea that Esau is the white man. Lie. Red. Wasn't David red? Go back and look at the scriptures. They talk about this scripture, talking about those who say they are Jews and are not. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that 2,000 years ago, when that scripture talks about those who said they, who say they are Jews and are not, it was talking about people who look like quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you want to put it that way, use that word, Africa distinction. I'm not talking about Caucasians at all. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who discern things after the overlay of corrupted times. Everybody has their sense of vengeance in their heart. They forget the scriptures. Most High said, vengeance is mine, said the Most High, I will repay. Why? Because it says, against him and him alone have we sinned. In other words, he will decide where man has committed an offense of a kind, my brothers and sisters, unworthy unto him. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to think about this. When the gospel went forth, Messiah sent forth his disciples, became apostles after the Spirit to go forth and teach the nations. Do you really think that Rome was not an oppressive force? Knowing what was going to occur, the millions that were going to be murdered over the course of time, the apostles knew already. Book of Acts talks about those who had already devoted their lives, ready to give their lives as martyrs for the cause of the faith. They knew exactly the type of persecution they were going to go through. But there are those who now, today, understand the persecution that we faced in diaspora among the nations. What do we expect? We expect them to act like true gentlemen, men cultured, refined, men in agreement. Hey, the gospel had to go forth to them. What amazes me is I turn around and look at it, and Most High said that we'd only had obeyed him, we would remain the head and not the tail. We were told that if we disobeyed, certainly those among the nations having no example would treat us with extreme viciousness. What did you expect? Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that many of us today look at how we have faced generations of our people, faced so much turmoil, persecution, and injustice among the nations. But amongst the people who disrespect the law of the Most High, never knew the law of the Most High, misinterpret, misadminister everything that's written in the scriptures, so as to defy the oneness of the Most High, to maintain the multitude of their variant allegiances. What did you expect? And if so many of us have forgotten that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein, and that the only offering the Most High will respect and accept is the people in peace. And I did not say a people who look for constant turmoil, who want to look for constant oppression of those who have oppressed over or against those who oppress them. Messiah comes and said, go forth, and came and said, go forth and teach all nations. That was an invitation that they discerned the truth. But he told them that whoever believes and is baptized should be saved. Whoever among the nations, all the nations, believes and is baptized has an opportunity to be saved. But whoever does not believe will be damned. What is the difference between salvation and damnation then? Whether man will be allowed as a partaker in the reward of the Most High, whether or not he believes the truth. It was not the color of a man's skin. Never was. Man who converts, man who believes, then must convert to love the ways of the Most High. That is the first command of all. Double-minded man, he already said, will receive nothing from the Most High. Look at the book of Jakob, they call James, and understand what I'm talking about. It's double-minded, my brothers and sisters. Anytime man even wants to believe that an imperfect and tainted testimony is sufficient unto his total salvation. It's double-mindedness, my brothers and sisters. And the scripture says such an offense as this. After such an offense, no man could be counted blameless. What does it mean then, my brothers and sisters? We must discern what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. In resistance against discerning that pure, perfect will and submission unto it, my brothers and sisters, makes it man get an enemy. But Messiah told his people, go forth to the nations, even to love your enemies. In other words, love them enough to give them the opportunity that he would share. Because I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. Yes, there's those among us who just only look for vengeance. But my brothers and sisters, Scripture says let's just say you'll be entitled then in some way unto vengeance, revenging all disobedience, when your obedience to Yah is complete. How many, my brothers and sisters, considered whether or not their obedience, their faith, their belief, and believe me, the word is the same. How many have considered whether what they hear have resigned themselves to hear, to obey, to understand, to consider diligently and intelligently? How many have considered, my brothers and sisters, whether that testimony is complete? Can you prove to the Most High you'll be faithful to him after an imperfect testimony? If you're taught the truth of the testimony and you prove that you won't believe it, you need to ask yourself a question. What lies in your mind and heart that keeps you from believing? And if a lie is in your heart, you need to ask the question, why? But I haven't heard a rational lie yet. Not if you consider all the Most High has said. Like I said, I had to say something to somebody earlier today about this idea, about this Esau premise. Esau, and I'll say it again, is everyone who hates the promise of Yah, rejects the promise of Yah. What did Esau do but reject his birthright, his opportunity to attain to the fullness of what the Most High declared? And he insulted the gift of the Most High that he appeased his appetite. Well, Esau, my brothers and sisters, is whoever would deny the promise of the Most High, the sovereignty of what the Most High himself has declared. Like I said, Scripture said the Holy Spirit would bring to your remembrance all things the Most High declared from the beginning, even those things which ought to be remembered. I see Scriptures in Isaiah 49 says the Most High is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And whoever has no knowledge of what the Most High declared as human purpose from the beginning and as an eventuality in this earth, is not the workmanship of Yah, but an abomination, one whose orientation is not from Yah, but from men. The Most High warned me right off the top. I'm thankful for that. He told me all that you see is just an illusion. It's false vision. Look at the word illusion. You're in the U as a V. It's an illusion. It's a false vision. It's just some man's social orientation. It's not in any way true unto the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that if you want to discern what the kingdom of Yah is, you must have a vision. You must have insight. You must have direction system. It comes direct from him, because nothing of this world could begin to prepare you for that kingdom. I repeat, absolutely nothing. After the mindsets and the thinking of this world can prepare you for that kingdom, it's Yah who must open your eyes. You even hear the words of a man who has seen that higher dimension. And yes, you listen to one now. It's still Yah that must perfect in your mind the right understanding of the implications of these things. I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a scripture. I'm just going to talk about on after apparently time tonight, speak about a bit of it. Scripture that is in Isaiah, in the 46th chapter. You need to read really all the way back to 40th chapter in the first verse forward. Particularly 45th chapter, like maybe say 44:20 forward. to this point in Isaiah 46 and 8. And it tells you that man is a sinner. Man is still yet a transgressor. Still unstable in his reasoning. In bondage to the schemes of men. Who is it that compels men to forget these things? You need to think about it. Say, remember this, O ye sinners. Show yourselves men. In other words, show yourselves something more than irrational, brutish men who will not consider or know that the words of Yah are very deep and will not know the depth of his words. Recall to mind, O ye transgressors. So remember the former things. How about the things that were known of old? What the scripture says Messiah comes to do, the Lord whom you seek. And Malachi said, because of him he will rebuke all the unrighteousness of the priests. They should have kept knowledge but did not disseminate it. In fact, they told people that indiscriminate thinking is somehow good in the sight of the Most High and he delights in such. He says he will restore righteousness as of old. How about bring it to remembrance? He will restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. What's the Holy Spirit do? Teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. But the people of the Most High, when comes the judgment in the resurrection day, all be on the same page because they've all seen the vision of the ages. But they all might agree. So remember the former things of old. What does the Holy Spirit do? Teach all things. Most High begins to show you the way by his Spirit. Use that spirit, my brothers and sisters, that you might be of one accord with all the saints through the course of ages. Don't dare believe that the fallen state of this present age can prepare you for the kingdom of Yah. That's the reason why the scripture says the Messiah will not judge us what his eyes seen or what it is here. He knows us all in this example. For it said, I am Elohim. In other words, Hugh declares, what must be the conscience of all Israel. He who declares, my brothers and sisters, and has declared, surely from the beginning, what must come to pass. None greater, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Most High said he had the power. He is time. All things exist in him. He moves things, my brothers and sisters, either work or not, unto his cause. He has said from the very beginning what must be the eventuality in the earth, and nothing can deny it. He says, I am the one who declared the eventuality from the beginning. There's no other. Nobody can change anything that he said he would do. Anyone who would seek to forget or deny his brother the knowledge or just simply wouldn't believe what the Most High said he would do is kind of a transgressor and a partaker for those who curse and damn mankind, that they themselves might share in the same damnation. You see, I'm the first and the last. There's no other like unto me, meaning that no other testimony, no testimony that would defy what he has decreed from the beginning is true unto himself. No one else can declare the eventuality upon a perfect foundation, upon that initial perfect foundation, and assure that all things will come to pass but he. If any man teaches you any other form of doctrine, any other expectation, you have not known the faith by which you could be saved and made whole, made one with him beyond every deceiver. And if the rulers hid the truth from you, remember, it was always Yah, the scripture said, who would increase the strength of his people, capacity that they might become one. But the question, my brothers and sisters, how many, after having been taught a false concept of salvation, a false Messiah, knew that they should seek beyond that counterfeit that scripture says has horns like a lamb, but speaks as a dragon? My brothers and sisters, there's a big difference between a lamb and a dragon. The lamb will allow himself to be sacrificed. for the good, ultimately unto divine purpose. Oftentimes the lambs were sacrificed, my brothers and sisters, that men might have an opportunity in discerning, or let's just say realizing, the dimension of their sins. Should be sorrowful that an innocent thing was murdered. They might have remorse for their sins, they might repent. But a dragon, my brothers and sisters, just simply seeks to devour, only concerned with themselves, with himself. Totally. The reverend of Yah, having no concern whatsoever for the salvation of a human soul beyond a lie, knowing that every lie a man believes keeps a man in bondage to a devourer. He says, Most High said, he declares the end from the beginning. He said, from ancient times, he has decreed the things that are not yet done, saying, what I have purposed, he said, will surely be established. It should have come to pass. I will accomplish all that pleases me. All that pleases him. Calling one like a bird of prey from the east. How about the conscience of the monotheist east that look for the expectation of one who casts out all unrighteousness? He says, this is the man that he has purposed for this from a far country. He said, truly I have spoken, truly I will bring to pass. I planted, surely I will do it. So he said, listen to me, you stubborn-minded, who are far from righteousness. I will bring near my righteous, even my righteous one. He sure is not, and he will not be far off. And my salvation, even the one who I call to be the salvation of my people Israel, will not delay. And I'll grant salvation in Zion, and for Israel my glory to honor him. If you go back and you read all of them, 544 chapter, really the 40th chapter to 40, at least 46, what you will understand, my brothers and sisters, if you discern anything at all, is that so much of this prophecy, well, part of it has come to pass, so much of it yet has not. And Most High has signed and sealed this prophecy, saying it all shall come to pass. This will be the destruction of this Babylon, and this confusion in all the world, this mill-wheel and misrepresentation we see. You need to check out the website, mighthidgospel.com, article called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Secret City Prophecy. Discern what they hid from you that you might be made whole. Because only in discerning that your leaders have lied to you will you have a chance, my brothers and sisters, to be delivered. To his speak again, this has been Eddie Miah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening.